They are pals and then they are pallas, those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one, to a financial constraint, a terminal illness, to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash. And if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
Some people restore your faith in humanity. Others who, by their selfless deeds, bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafiz Dr. Muhammad Garodia embodies both. Our dad was diagnosed with a brain tumor, leaving our family shattered and distraught. Doctors wanted to do an emergency operation. A quick decision had to be made. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed us towards Dr. Garodia for guidance. He took time out of his hectic hospital schedules and attended the meeting along with the family to meet the neurosurgeon. A mashura was made with him and a senior alim, and the decision was taken to go ahead with the operation. At the time, Dad was at an advanced stage, and worry and panic engulfed us. It was only the wisdom and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and Dr. Garodia that eased our minds. Alhamdulillah, the surgery was a success, and after 2 weeks, Dad was discharged. However, this was short-lived. Dad's condition deteriorated. The family was again thrown into turmoil. We were on the phone with doctors trying to figure out what was wrong. It so happened that Dr. Garodia, after a late night shift at the hospital, came to check up on Dad and quickly realized that Dad was extremely dehydrated. Immediately, he left to get a drop, came back and administered it himself. That night, he stayed with our father well after midnight. Our family was already reeling from the loss of our dear mother a few years back and the loss of our last remaining grandparent a few months prior to this. Suffice to say, the family was in an emotional state. After 2 weeks, Dad's condition worsened. The treating doctor at the time said that this was normal after a major operation. Eventually, it was found that our father had pneumonia and he had to be put on a ventilator. He remained in ICU for 3 weeks, after which the hospital said that they couldn't do anything more. Emotions ran high and anger boiled over. It was then that Dr. Garodia suggested that our father be brought home, and without hesitation, he took it upon himself to organize everything and care for our beloved father. I will never forget his words. We need to keep Papa as comfortable as possible. Our father needed special care as he had a trachea and needed to be fed through a pipe. Yet again, Dr. Garodia made sure that Dad had the best medical care and made arrangements for everything. There were times he would first stop by and attend to Dad without even having supper or going home to see his family. He would always encourage us to play or recite the Quran near our father. We've had bills from various doctors, but not once did we hear Dr. Karodia talk of money, despite our numerous persistence. He went so far as to make sure that if Dad needed medication, it was paid and ready for collection at his hospital pharmacy. Our loving father passed away on December 24, 2016. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When Dr. Karodia heard the news, he rushed home from a close friend's janazah. As he entered the room, he wept so bitterly as if he lost his own father. Dr. Karodia, the son of the Honorable Maulana Nazir Sanjalvi, is an asset to his profession, the community, the ummah, and humanity. We can never thank him enough for all his encouragement and support during and after our father's terminal illness. He stood with our family from the onset of our father's diagnosis. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him, his beautiful family, and his parents the highest stages in Jannah. The only reward for service to humanity can be the Creator himself and the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Submitted by Amina Fulat on behalf of the Fulat family of Marlborough Gardens. A gentleman is one who puts more into the world than he takes out. George Bernard Shaw.